You ask him.
Yep.
Hold 1 second, Sarah.
Okay.
Anybody have Mr. Salia? C-L-A-Y-A. Anybody?
You got a Mr. Miller?
No. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir. He's going to be the lead, so you just hold on, and he will be the next voice that you hear, sir.
Okay, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit.
Okay, this is like going back again. Is that any better, sir?
Yeah, I can hear something. Not too clear, but...
Okay, how's that?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Let's see. Honestly, I tried it, but I don't. I just think they just fixed this mic. It's supposed to be dry.
You know what? I hear you perfectly fine. I think it's selective. I don't know. It's funny how...
Okay, so how's that?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, so could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Richard Salia, ADC number is 228341.
Okay, Mr. Salia, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, the Honorable Luis Quinones. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Westby, sir.
Okay.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Okay.
Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself, okay.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Yes.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by driving without a valid current driver's license, proof of insurance, and approval from your assigned parole officer on or about September 14, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives to report to the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, on September 19, 2016, as directed per your violation letter dated September 16, 2016. The offender is active avoid supervision, thus is absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
All right, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Salia, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself. Second, Mr. Quinones. Agree, Mr. Neal. Agree, Dr. Wright. Company board. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board is making a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information with you, sir. Then I will give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On April 18th, 2016, Mr. Solano was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 12, 2018 by Phoenix PD when the police were called due to a subject hanging around an abandoned building. He was back in DOC custody on July 12, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of March 9, 2019, which reflects 661 abscondings. Current conviction, 2012, flight from law vehicle, 1.5 years. Two counts. 2012, aggravated DUI, 6 years. Prior conviction, 2008, escape second degree, 1.5 years. This is the second term of DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Barrio Hispanic Homeboys criminal street gang. Prior term of supervision, 2008, TLS release of absconder, 82 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 1998, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2001, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2001, robbery, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2004, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2005, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2010, DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5E6.
Thank you, Mr. Wesley. Okay, Mr. Salaya, I see that when you were released in April 18th of 2016, you were released and had an approved placement at 4375 West Missouri Avenue in Glendale, Arizona.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Says that you have not contacted your parole officer in reference to change of address and that you didn't have your parole officer's prior permission. So what did you do? Why did you leave that location and why did you stop communicating with your parole officer?
I was coming from work and my girl also, and she was telling me that she was tired from work and if I could drive, and I told her that that I couldn't drive, I'm not supposed to drive, and she was just like pleased that she was tired, you know, so I was okay then, and I think, and I did a mistake by, you know, by saying yeah, and I just drove, I had drove to the house, and my parole officer was waiting for me right there. So she comes and knocks on the door and I let her in and she asked me if I was driving the car and I told her yes, I was driving, and she said that she was gonna give me another chance. She was like, okay, since you're being honest with me, I'm gonna give you another chance. So I said, oh, okay, and I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. But she had called me about, I think that same day, it was that same day later on, and she said that if I could report to the parole office as soon as they opened, because she had talked to her supervisor, and that he was real furious, and he was mad about that, I think, and so after that, the next morning came, and I just had got spooked, and I had took off. I did a stupid mistake by just leaving, you know, and just taking off, and I didn't report to the parole after that, so. But I had just barely had got a job and everything, and I was trying to do good. It's just that stupid choice that I made by, you know, driving home from there to the house from work.
Okay, so were you working during that period of time, sir?
Yeah, I was working at Trentwood.
And what were you doing there?
I was making the cabinets and the bed frames.
So it looks like also you gave 6 urine samples that looked like they were doing pretty good for a while, and then the last one on August 17th of 2016, it was diluted. What happened there?
Yeah, I was doing good. It was, it was pretty hot in the trailer where I was staying at. I was drinking a lot of water, but I wasn't messing with any drugs, nothing, no alcohol, anything. I was just staying clean, and I had just barely got that job, so I felt like I was doing good. And then just that mistake by driving, just stupid choice, not thinking.
Did you relapse and start using drugs?
No, I didn't do any drugs or anything.
Well, the 661 days that you were abstinent, what were you doing during that period of time? Why didn't you contact your PO?
I was just scared, I was just worried, just trying to stay away from everything. I was working with this old man, but he was just paying me to fix the some box things where they put the plants in, and you put them in the field. It's like crates, helping him make those, and I was just staying away from everybody, everything,
Yeah, so it was important for you to contact your PO. 661 days is a long time for you to be not making any effort or attempt to contact your PO, sir.
Yeah, that's one of these mistakes I made, because I was just worried about it. I was real scared,
Did you understand that eventually you would get arrested or get caught?
Yeah, I knew that I'm going to have to go and face the fact, but I had barely got out. I barely got to know my daughter, and I was just building a bond with her, and now that I got caught, she's really, she's taking it really hard. She thinks it's her fault. She wrote me a letter the other day saying that why did I go back, and is it her fault? What did she do wrong, And I wrote her back, and I told her, it's not your fault, it's Daddy's fault for not following the rules,
So what happened when you went to with the Phoenix PD? You told me with the PO, what happened with the Phoenix PD?
Excuse me?
How did you come in contact with Phoenix PD?
Oh, when I got caught?
Uh-huh.
Because I was outside in front of my yard, in front of my mom's yard, and the sun was barely coming out. So I just crossed the street. There was a tree right there, and I just got in that shade. So I was like, this is the only shade right now. So I was sitting there when a friend had came around, and he came early in the morning and wanted to talk to me. So I was talking with him right there, and that's when the Phoenix police pulled around the corner, and they just asked me everything, what's my name and all that, and that's when they knew I had a warrant and all.
What time in the morning was it?
Excuse me?
What time in the morning was it?
I think it was about 8 o'clock, maybe.
All right. Let me see if the board has any additional questions. Same additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Saleya. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
That's it. Just trying to get home and just get my life back together, deal with this problem, get it past me, and just get a job and try to do good as like I wanted to do.
All right. So the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, however, remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Okay.
We will make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate your community supervision. The board's now going into discussion. Appears Mr. Saleya was doing well when he got out, and his UAs were all negative, with the exception of the last one, which was diluted. He says he was drinking a lot of water. It says that he was working and getting paid for building some tree crates while he was there. However, Mr. Saleya was absconded for 661 days. I just cannot ignore that amount of time that he was out there. We really do not know for sure what he was doing during that period of time that he was actually out. Therefore, I don't see Mr. Saleya being released back out on community supervision. He will be released on March 9th of 2019, which is basically probably looks like about 7 months about 7 months before he's released. He can get on a plan together. When he gets released, he won't be on a parole or any community supervision at that time. So that would be my recommendation. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Sawyer, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses about to lapse into criminal ways of company, as Mr. Sawyer was an absconder for 661 days, and we have no idea what he was doing exactly for sure during that period of time.
Second.
Agreed. Okay. Motion by myself. Second, Dr. Wright. Agreed. Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. All right, Mr. Salera?
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on March 9th of 2019. During that period of time, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, and we want to wish you the best of luck. Thank you for taking the opportunity to appear before this board, sir.
Okay.
So we conclude your
Thank you.
This time. Okay.
Will you speak to Sarah?